Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. A federal judge today rejected a government request that he dismiss a lawsuit which challenges the Bush administration's domestic spying program. A lawsuit brought by the Electronic Frontier Foundation challenges George Bush's assertion that he can use his wartime powers to spy on Americans without a warrant. The government had been arguing the lawsuit should be thrown out because it threatens to reveal state secrets and jeopardize the war on terror, but the judge disagreed. For the first time, George Bush spoke to the NAACP today. Bush said he knows racism still exists in America and that many black voters distrust his Republican Party. Black support for Republicans in elections is only about 10% in about more than a decade. In 2004, Bush got about 11% of the black vote. In the latest polls, 86% of blacks in America disapprove of the way Bush is handling his job, compared with 56% of white Americans. During his speech, Bush called for prompt Senate passage of the Voting Rights Act renewal, and within hours, the Republican-controlled Senate voted to extend the Voting Rights Act for 25 years. Approved on a vote of 98 to nothing, it now goes to Bush's desk for his signature. Israel warning Lebanese civilians today who live within 20 miles of the Israeli border to leave immediately. Well, the UN Secretary General is calling on both sides to end their hostilities. Israeli planes targeted large parts of southern Lebanon, where Hezbollah militants continued to fire more rockets at Israel. The Israeli army, in the meantime, reporting a big fight with Hezbollah guerrillas on the Lebanese side of the border. The United States Army, bearing most of the cost of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, said today its money crunch has gotten so bad, its money crunch is clamping down on spending for travel, civilian hiring, and other expenses not essential to the war mission. A statement outlining the cutbacks didn't say how much money the Army expects to save, but they said the cost of replacing worn equipment in Iraq and Afghanistan is rising precipitously. Meanwhile, the Senate Appropriations Committee today voted unanimously to approve a $453 billion defense spending bill, including $50 billion to pay for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Overall, the bill would fall $9 billion short of George Bush's annual spending request for the troops and buying weapons systems. The Senate trimmed Bush's spending request for weapons systems that were behind schedule. This is Ermac.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
And then God said, "Let there be Air America, and I'll pay for it."
Well, no, not really. At least not that last part. So instead, our beloved advertisers pick up the cost, secure in the knowledge that you, our beloved listener, will recognize their support of Air America and prefer to spend your after-tax dollars with them. Keep looking forward to a brighter future. And when you do patronize our advertisers, please be sure to mention that you heard their message on Air America Radio.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. We want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM. Call 1-800-441-6064. Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-6064. That's 1-800-441-6064.
The government and private banks are liquidating houses. These are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. You can get a list of these foreclosures by calling 1-800-322-5130. Every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Get your list by calling CRN at 1-800-322-5130. No credit? Hey, it's okay. Call 1-800-322-5130.
The Majority Report.
Perhaps it wasn't America.
Perhaps it wasn't America
saying that we know there's weapons of mass destruction there.
Perhaps it wasn't America saying that Saddam Hussein, Iraq, poses a significant imminent threat to America.
Significant imminent threat to America.
I suppose it wasn't America who said that Zarqawi was a member of Al-Qaeda and Saddam is involved with Al-Qaeda. No, it wasn't America.
It was the Bush administration who told these lies.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio. This is AirAmericaRadio.com. This is the Mike Malloy Show on AirAmericaRadio.com.
Earliest days, ownership has been the heart of our country. Unfortunately, for most of our history, African Americans were excluded from the dream.
Well, they weren't really excluded from the dream, Chuckle Nuts. They were in chains. When you talk about ownership society, yeah, white folks owned as many Negroes as they could. Yeah, we've got moron sounds for you tonight. Bush was trying his best to impersonate Bill Clinton at the NAACP National Convention today. I was hoping that Bush would whip out a saxophone and a bag of French fries and, you know, have a full gospel choir pop up behind him and start singing whatever. And if there's time, I'll also share with you the last speech a member of the Bush family gave to a group of African Americans. The last time a member of the Bush administration gave a speech to African Americans. And if I got that right, I believe that was Pickles, Laura Pickles Bush, after she was appointed to head an inner city outreach program. So we'll play that for you a little bit later on tonight as well. Three names, three Republicans, Republicans, that's their political affiliation. Actually, they're crazy. Popped up today. Sam Brownback. If someone wants to know what's the matter with Kansas, which is the title of the book, Sam Brownback, if you want to see why he's insane, you can pick this up at Crooks and Liars or Democratic Underground. Just go to either one of those sites and take a look at the video. It's about a 2.5 minute long video. He had talking embryos up on the chart with him the other day, talking about this stuff is insane. The other nutball who's destroying America is Joe Scarborough. He's certainly not the brightest bulb in MSNBC's marquee. But that he is an intellectual lightweight as well as grossly ignorant of the history of U.S. foreign policy is a given. And this guy was in the House, right, when he wasn't busy boinking his secretary down in the panhandle of Florida until she, excuse me, had an accident and died. You doubt that he's an intellectual lightweight and grossly ignorant? Listen to him some night. Just listen to Scarborough. It's right after the only really, really, really good show on MSNBC, and that's Keith Olbermann's Countdown. And right after Olbermann, they have this half-wit, Scarborough, hoping to keep some of Olbermann's audience, which is why I watched him tonight a little bit. And tonight he outdid even his own ignorance. He had Pat Buchanan. Pat Buchanan's been on quite a bit lately because Buchanan is an outspoken critic of Israel. That's why he is presented to American media as a total anti-Semite, which in fact he's not. I happen to disagree with just about everything. Pat Buchanan, I think, he's one of these Opus Dei Catholics, which to me puts him way out in left field or right field or some field. But he's also unafraid to be a critic of the foreign policy of Israel. And because he's a critic of the foreign policy of Israel, he's considered an anti-Semite. So he's been getting a lot of TV FaceTime in the past couple of days. And Scarborough had him on tonight. And Scarborough was telling Pat Buchanan that Iran has been attacking the United States since 1979. We had to make it stop. Now, Buchanan tried to point out that that was just nonsense. But Scarborough said it again. And Scarborough even added that his words, the U.S. has been giving Iran a free pass since 1979, and that has to stop. Now, I watched this, and I just about fell off the chair. Does this moron, this Joe Scarborough, not know even the elemental history of our relationship with Iran going back to 1953? Okay, apparently not. He doesn't understand what happened in 1979, obviously, and Iran has been attacking us? Really? I didn't know that. Scarborough's ignorant insistence tonight is simply just another example of how grossly ignorant people in the U.S. really are, who are in media, and how the people who watch these programs absorb this gross ignorance. It's unbelievable. And before Buchanan could answer and say, Joe, Iran has never attacked us. Honest to God, it really hasn't. Before that could happen, of course, they had to end the segment and go somewhere else. Sam Brownback and his talking stem cells, not talking embryos, talking stem cells, I guess, or was it talking embryos? Was it embryos? Joe Scarborough telling his brain-dead audience that Iran has been attacking us relentlessly since 1979, has to stop. And then the pig man, Limbaugh. Limbaugh got on the air yesterday and claimed that the militant pro-abortion crowd is behind efforts to legalize federal funding of embryonic stem cell research because, you know, you need abortions to get these embryos. That's what he told his audience. You have to have abortions to get the embryos. Now, stop and think of the ignorant halfwits who listen to Limbaugh, who now have it firmly in their jelly-like minds that you have to get abortions to get stem cells, to get the embryos. In fact, I mean, I don't have to point this out to you, but the National Institute of Health webpage points out, embryonic stem cells, quote, are derived from embryos that develop from eggs that have been fertilized in vitro, in an in vitro fertilization clinic, and then donated for research purposes with informed consent of the donors. They are not derived from eggs fertilized in a woman's body. And the webpage, National Institute of Health, it's their emphasis, not mine. And then, of course, additionally, in addition to that nonsense, Limbaugh went on to say that in light of scientists' belief that embryonic stem cells could be useful in medicine, we need to reexamine this whole term scientist, because science is all about politics, and science has been so wrong about so many things. Now, think about that for a second. The combination of Sam Brownback, Joe Scarborough, and Rush Limbaugh, and then multiply that exponentially across the country. As this kind of bull hockey roars across the country, border to border, coast to coast, which helps explain, at least to me, why this country, my fellow countrymen, my fellow Americans, are some of the most ignorant people ever gathered together in one place. It's astonishing.
Well, it's like the moron trifecta with those three. But my favorite part of this, okay, so by Limbaugh's theory, then, if they're all aborted fetuses, then Bush standing in the room with the snowflakes,
right,
all those little children who came about as defrosting an embryo, he believes those were all aborted
fetuses.
Those
were all abortions. Well, yeah.
But they're little ghost children running around? Aborted embryos lived and grew outside the womb? That makes no sense.
Yo, Kathy, you're applying logic to the pig man?
Does he think that's a room full of aborted children? I mean, that's Santorum scary.
All the pig man cares about is an adequate supply of OxyContin.
Viagra.
One or two Viagras every 5 or 6 months so that when he goes to the Dominican Republic, he can get as many sex partners as he can handle. If he's there for a week, I guess two Viagra pills is adequate. And the third thing is to continue cashing his monstrous paychecks as he puts out the most gross idiocy ever put out on the airwaves in this country, as he says, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain, daily.
Well, true. I want to encourage everyone to go to Crooks and Liars to watch the actual clip from the Daily Show of Brownback, because what you didn't see is it starts out with a bald eagle egg and talks about how, you know, no one would think that if you destroyed the bald eagle egg that the bald eagle could still exist. I mean, it's just, it gets spookier and crazier. Yeah, crazy.
So the Daily Show takes parts of Sam Brownback's little 2.5 minute.
Brownback actually, I mean, shows more of Brownback. Shows right. Brownback before.
Okay.
He got to the top.
All right, that's your assignment for this break, Truth Seekers. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. This is AirAmericaRadio.com.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
Air America Mornings with Rachel Maddow.
They are politically so much better off not passing something than passing something. This is the way wedge issues work. It's fake policy. There's no actual problem that they are going to fix with anything that they can do in Washington. And so it's better to not pass anything, because then they can run in November. They can continue to beat their chests and fire breathe about how something needs to be done on this issue. So they need to make sure that nothing actually happens in Washington.
Rachel Maddow on Air America Mornings.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just in. Looks like the government and private banks are liquidating houses. These are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. For all listeners whose last names start with the letters A through N, you can get a list of these foreclosures by calling 1-800-322-5130. Listeners' names starting with O through Z should call tomorrow. Now, it says here, every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures being liquidated. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. If your last name begins with A through N, get your list by calling CRN at 1-800-322-5130. Everyone else, call tomorrow. No credit? Hey, it's okay. For a foreclosure list, call 1-800-322-5130. 1-800-322-5130.
It's my first day to be a big brother. Maybe I'll take him to a movie. No, not big enough. I'll take him to a carnival. Yeah, we can go on a Ferris wheel. It's gotta be big. It's gotta be huge.
Hi, I'm Alex.
Hey, Alex. I'm Felipe. What do you want to do today?
I was thinking maybe watch the game on TV.
Yeah, cool. I was thinking that too.
When you're a mentor, it doesn't matter what you do. The important thing is spending time together.
to be a mentor, go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. A public service message brought to you by Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the Ad Council.
Air America Mornings with Mark Riley.
What do you think Americans would say if someone said to them, well, in order to bring safety and security to your country, we're going to have to kill 4 million of your people? That's essentially what they're saying in Iraq. That in order to bring peace and security and to remove Saddam Hussein from power, it's going to cost 40,000 Iraqi lives thus far. Does anybody seriously think that that would be a deal that Americans would go for?
Wake up, America, with Mark Riley on Air America Mornings.
Premature babies need hope, love, and you. Premature birth is the leading cause of newborn death and many serious health problems. It happens to 1 out of 8 babies in the U.S. You can help premature babies by joining March of Dimes Walk America and raising money to support research and programs to find out how to prevent premature birth and how to help families who experience it. Register today. Get your sponsor form at Kmart or Famous Footwear or visit walkamerica.org or call 1-800-525-WALK.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on AirAmericaRadio.com.
Life's too short to listen to right-wing radio. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's 22 past the hour. Barb in Seattle sent this to me last night, just as we were getting off the air, regarding the little photo op that Bush had with the so-called snowflake babies the other day after he had signed his first veto. And Barb writes, I'm trying to control my urge to throw up, but I'm watching the rerun of the Bush veto. Notice, Barb writes, how all the snowflake babies are white. What's happening to the black embryos? Thrown out? Or, excuse me, murdered? Don't they count for Bush? That's an interesting question, and I'm not sure exactly what the answer is about in vitro fertilization for black couples, African-American couples. I was talking to a friend about this today, and he said, well, black folks are poor in this country. And after I kind of explained to him that wasn't necessarily true any more than saying white people are poor in this country, it didn't solve the issue. I don't think I've ever seen any of these snowflake babies who were dark skinned, who were not Caucasian. I just wonder. I don't have an answer. Well, listen, for Limbaugh, what are embryonic stem cells? They are undifferentiated cells that are unlike any specific adult cell. However, they have the ability to form any adult cell. Okay? Where do they come from? Well, human embryonic stem cells are derived from fertilized embryos less than a week old. Now think about this for a second. Limbaugh says that these are aborted. They come from abortions, and Kathy, we tried for 9 years to get pregnant, finally did, or for 5 years to get pregnant, finally did. How quickly can a woman tell if she's pregnant? Well, the little pee on the stick test that you were doing all the time.
Well, traditionally 2 weeks. They say as soon as your first missed period, but. Now they have tests that are so sensitive, you can tell in 3 days.
In 3 days. Okay. So Limbaugh, once again, is crazier than an outhouse rat. Stem cells are derived from fertilized embryos less than a week old. Using 14 blastocysts obtained from donated surplus embryos produced by in vitro fertilization, a group of University of Wisconsin at Madison developmental biologists led by James Thompson, established 5 independent stem cell lines in November 1998. This was the first time human embryonic stem cells had been successfully isolated and cultured. Ah, but Pigman, I thought it was the hardcore activist pro-abortion crowd that was doing this. No, my goodness. Here's a couple of those scientists that developed that Limbaugh doesn't think should be out there. Of course, now Limbaugh has no problem with scientists when he drives himself deaf because he's a drug abuser and eats so many OxyContin, his brain starts to tingle a little bit, and his ears fall off, the inner ear. It just rots and liquefies and falls out of his ear canal. So then he goes and has metal put in. He has no problem with that kind of science, I guess. Why are these stem cells important? Well, obviously, they're of great interest to medicine and science because of their ability to develop into virtually any other cell made by the human body. Now, I didn't know that these five independent stem cell lines developed in November 1998 was the first time human embryonic stem cells had been successfully isolated and cultured, and it was at the University of Wisconsin, right here in the good old U.S. of A. Well, I wonder if they were using federal money, huh? Human embryonic stem cells offer insights into developmental events that can't be studied directly in humans or in utero or fully understood through the use of animal models. And it says here, understanding the events that occur at the first stages of development has potential clinical significance for preventing or treating birth defects, infertility, and pregnancy loss. So Limbaugh, you filthy degenerate, studying this, these scientists are trying to stop pregnancy loss. You overweight slug, all you want to do is stir up the ignoramuses that listen to your programs. To what end? To what end, you piece of human waste? To some end. Now, of course, these stem cells, as we've talked about and you already know, represent hope for millions of Americans. It says here they have the potential to treat or cure a myriad of diseases, including Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, diabetes, heart disease, stroke, spinal cord injuries, and burns. This extraordinary research is still in its infancy, and practical application will only be possible with additional study. Scientists need to understand what leads cells to specialization in order to direct cells to become particular types of tissue. And it just goes on and on here. This is from a University of Wisconsin website, and you can get this yourself if you want to. But I guess the triad of Limbaugh, Brownback, and Joe Scarborough was just too much for me today. You know what I'm saying? Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Keep the customers coming around. If you're smart, then you better start dumbing it down. Don't say anything too profound. Dumb it down.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. This is AirAmericaRadio.com.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing TopTrader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. TopTrader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
Air America Mornings with Rachel Maddow gets the guests.
In case you're just joining us, our guest is former Vice President Al Gore.
Al Gore.
In addition to the climate crisis, we have a democracy crisis, and we have to fix both of them at the same time, unfortunately. But the climate crisis is urgent. It is grave. We do not have time to fool around with a lot of unnecessary partisanship and dueling before we fix this. We have got to start fixing it immediately.
Rachel Maddow on Air America Mornings.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Air America Mornings with Mark Riley.
Watch how Americans react if gas is both expensive and scarce. Expensive and scarce. But I think we should salute the Democrats here. I think we ought to say, look, you came up with a proposal. It may not be perfect. I really think they ought to require higher mileage of regular vehicles, and in particular, these trucks and these SUVs.
Wake up, America, with Mark Riley on Air America Mornings.
The government and private banks are liquidating houses. These are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. You can get a list of these foreclosures by calling 1-800-322-5130. Every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Get your list by calling CRN at 1-800-322-5130. No credit? Hey, it's okay. Call 1-800-322-5130.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. We want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM. Call 1-800-441-6064. Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-6064. That's 1-800-441-6064.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information for you. Find out how you can obtain free information for recording your invention's date of origination plus material of interest to new inventors. Dial 1-800-771-1731. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-771-1731.
Hey, Truth Seekers, Mike Malloy here, and you can hear me, of course, on Air America Radio. If you're as fed up with the Bush crime family as I am, you need to go to ImpeachBushGame.com. That's ImpeachBushGame.com, where you can get the new board game, Impeached, that points out the lies, incompetence, and stupidity of George W. and the entire Bush crime family. You'll have fun playing this eye-opening board game that dares to peek into the Bush administration. Impeached will challenge your ability to lie, cheat, and steal. I'm for real here. Order your game now at ImpeachBushGame.com.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on AirAmericaRadio.com.
No subliminable messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
One of our listeners emails in, you'd think the big man would be for stem cell research, since one thing they are talking about curing is his kind of deafness. Yeah, well, Sure, but he's too stupid or ignorant to understand that, I guess. And SK writes in, Mike, Sam Brownback is the idiot that threatened to remove Howard Stern from the airwaves in the 90s. He was the one who has pushed the FCC fines against people describing basic biological functions on the air. He's the guy who thinks that science is offensive. He is the lunatic town leader who convinced the local magistrate in the 1600s that certain women were witches. This is Sam Brownback, witch hunter general, a complete and total psychopath with a bullhorn and a yeast fungus hallucinogenically influenced league of imbecilic followers powered on Fox News and bourbon. Okay. Yeah, but he's also a United States Senator, huh? Yeah, isn't that great? The UN's top human rights official said yesterday that the killing and maiming of civilians under attack in Lebanon, Israel, Gaza, and the West Bank could constitute war crimes. Louise Arbour, the High Commissioner for Human Rights, said the scale of killings in the region and their predictability could engage the personal criminal responsibility of those involved, particularly those in positions of command and control. Now, this woman, Louise Arbour, is a former justice of Canada's Supreme Court, who, as the chief prosecutor for the International Criminal Tribunals for Rwanda and the former Yugoslavia, indicted the former Yugoslav president, now dead, Slobodan Milosevic. So this is no shoot-from-the-hip activist judge, as these right-wing slobs like to say. She added, international humanitarian law is clear on the supreme obligations to protect civilians during hostilities. She says that same obligation exists in international criminal law, which defines war crimes and crimes against humanity. She said in a statement released by her Geneva office, quote, indiscriminate shelling of cities constitutes a foreseeable and unacceptable targeting of civilians. Similarly, the bombardment of sites with alleged innocent civilians is unjustifiable. And it goes on and on. This was in today's New York Times, in case you missed it, or yesterday's, I'm sorry. War crimes. See, nobody cares anymore. This is what happens when you have the world's only superpower declaring that the Geneva Conventions are no longer operative and that torture is now a matter of U.S. foreign policy. Out in the open, torture has been used by the CIA and the NSA and Negroponte and Elliot Abrams and Oliver North. They have used and cultivated an attitude of torture that they polished up and got familiar with in the 80s in Central America. But it's an open policy now. And the world knows it. Everybody knows it. The United States is the leading torture nation on the planet, aren't we? You don't know. See, a lot of people say, well, no, that has to be China. We don't know that either. So it's a race, huh? Or is it Israel? Which nation? Israel, United States, China? Does Turkey still torture people? Huh? I don't know. I don't know anymore. But it's very easy for other countries to follow the United States' lead and say, well, okay, we believe in overwhelming force. We believe in a kill ratio of at least 10 to 1, which is what is occurring in the Israeli attack on Lebanon. I understand that 300 and some Lebanese, most of whom are civilians, if not all. I think they may have killed, 8 or 10 Hezbollah fighters, and the other 300 are civilians. In Israel, so far I believe 18 or 20 civilians have been killed, and 8 or 10 Israeli soldiers, IDF soldiers. And I also noticed today in cruising around the net and watching television, everybody's got their bloomers in a wad, the defenders of Israel, that Israel can do anything it cares to do. Everybody's got their bloomers in a wad about this term proportionality. It kind of irks me, too, frankly, when people say, well, this country or that country is not responding proportionally in the exchange of death. You know, bombs and missiles and rockets and poison gas and depleted uranium and beheadings and murdering children and blowing children to pieces and blowing up soldiers and IEDs. You know, somehow in this sick discourse, the word proportionality has suddenly bloomed like a huge cluster of cancer cells. We are discussing, or someone's discussing, the kill ratio, which is what proportionality is. It's just a murder ratio, a kill ratio. How many do we kill vis-a-vis how many of theirs, vis-a-vis how many of ours did they kill? And the outside observers will sit back and say, well, okay, Israel has killed 300 and Hezbollah has killed 30. So not fair, not fair, not fair. I'm not sure what that means. Would it be fair if 300 Israelis had been killed? Or would it be fair if 30 Lebanese had been killed? You know, I don't know. But it's madness. The whole goddamn thing is madness. It's insanity. It's crazed. It's sick. It's madness. Jonathan Cook, writing at Global Research in online, globalresearch.ca, Canada, titled Kidnapped by Israel, the British Media, and the Invasion of Gaza. And just a couple of comments here. He writes that few readers of a British newspaper, that would be the, what would that be? The Observer of the UK. Few readers of a British newspaper would have noticed a story in The Observer of 25 June. It merited a mere paragraph hidden in the World in Brief section, revealed that the previous day a team of Israeli commandos had entered the Gaza Strip to, quote, detain, close quote, two Palestinians Israel claims are members of Hamas. The significance of the mission was alluded to in a final phrase describing this as, quote, the first arrest raid in the territory since Israel pulled out of the area a year ago, close quote. Jonathan Cook writes, more precisely, it was the first time the Israeli army had re-entered the Gaza, directly violating Palestinian control of the territory since it supposedly left in August last year. As the Observer landed on doorsteps around the UK, however, another daring mission was being launched in Gaza that would attract far more attention from the British media and prompt far more concern. Shortly before dawn, armed Palestinians slipped past Israeli military defenses to launch an attack on an army post close by Gaza called Kerem Shalom. The Palestinians sneaked through a half-mile underground tunnel dug under an Israeli-built electric fence that surrounds the strip and threw grenades at a tank, killing two soldiers inside, seizing another, a wounded soldier. The gunman then disappeared back into Gaza. Now, Jonathan Cook writes, whereas the Israeli arrest raid, as it was called, had passed with barely a murmur, the Palestinian attack a day later received very different coverage. The BBC's correspondent in Gaza started the ball rolling later the same day in broadcasts in which he referred to the Palestinian attack as, quote, a major escalation in cross-border tensions, end quote. This BBC correspondent did not explain why the Palestinian attack on an Israeli army post was an escalation, while the Israeli raid into Gaza the previous day was not. Both were similar actions, violations of a neighbor's territory. Jonathan Cook writes, the Palestinians could justify attacking the military post because the Israeli army has been using it at other fortified positions to fire hundreds of shells into Gaza, that has contributed to some 30 civilian deaths over the preceding week. Israel could justify launching its mission into Gaza because it blames the two men it sees for being behind some of the hundreds of homemade Qassam rockets that have been fired out of Gaza, occasionally harming Israeli civilians in the border town of Sderot. So, Cook writes, why was the Palestinian attack and not the earlier Israeli raid an escalation? The clue came in the same report from this BBC reporter, in which he warned that Israel would feel compelled to launch retaliations for the attack, implying that a reinvasion of the Gaza Strip was all but inevitable. That's why, you see, the Palestinian attack was considered to be a major escalation, not because the Palestinians had done anything different from what the Israelis had done, but because it was fully understood that the action by the Palestinians would result in the invasion of Gaza, which has now occurred, and the deaths of scores of Gaza Palestinian civilians in Gaza has occurred. So the murder goes on. The murder of Israelis? The murder of Palestinians? The murder of Lebanese? What's next? Now, the PNAC crowd in this country, the neocons, the Project for the New American Century, the Irving Kristols, these thugs, murderers all draft dodgers, who cluster at this Project for New American Century and insist that Iran be invaded, Iraq be invaded, Syria be invaded, Jordan be invaded. What else? There's Egypt be invaded. There's seven countries on the list to be invaded. And these cowardly bastards who are engineering, it's not Hamas, it's not Hezbollah. Hell, somebody could even make the argument it's not Israel. It's being controlled by this group of American psychopaths in this country who are ordering the deaths of thousands. The United States has become the major exporter of terror on the planet. How does that feel?
We know what you're fighting for. Oh, this world is not your toy.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. This is AirAmericaRadio.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our company. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-441-6064 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-441-6064. That's 1-800-441-6064.
Randy Rose.
Well, really, what did you do before me? I mean, I don't even understand what it would be like not to be me. Because I had no information last week. I was like, I need Randy Rose. I need her. And I was not Randy Rose. It was Randy Robertson for the week. And I didn't have confusion. I was like, I need Randy Rose. I need to listen to the show. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how you do without me.
Randy Rose on Air America Radio.
You know how they say that everything that's ever been broadcast on Earth is still traveling through outer space? In the case of Air America Radio, that would sound a little like this. Well, that's a little tough to listen to, right? So we've unraveled a lot of the best shows we've ever done and plopped them on the internet at Air America Premium. That way you can listen to great moments from Air America shows one at a time. So you could go out in space to hear this stuff, or you can find out more about Air America Premium from the comfort of your own home at airamerica.com.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Introducing TopTrader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. TopTrader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free.
Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
When Richard Nixon abused power, Congress held a serious bipartisan investigation that resulted in articles of impeachment. Strong evidence suggests that George Bush and Dick Cheney launched an illegal war and lied to Congress, spied on Americans without court approval, leaked classified information, produced phony news reports, imprisoned without charge, and tortured targeted civilians, and used illegal weapons. Ask your Congress member to co-sponsor House Resolution 635 for an investigation.
Sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on AirAmericaRadio.com.
We are redefining war on our terms.
Yeah, okay. And then there's this. Gays now are being blamed for the Middle East crisis. Bob in Boston sent this to me. This is from 365gay.com. The dateline is Jerusalem. The head of an extreme Orthodox group is blaming gays for the ongoing attacks on Israel by the Islamist terror group Hezbollah. Specifically, Rabbi Moshe Sternbuch blames World Pride, which is scheduled to take place in Jerusalem next month. Now, that's a gay rights event that is designed to attract people, gay folk from all over the world. Anyway, it goes on. Rabbi Sternbuch, who heads a rabbinic court, is one of the leading opponents of the International Gay Pride event. Sternbuch said in a handwritten message to his followers, quote, "We have not protested enough against this parade of abomination, and therefore we have received this warning. Who knows where things will go if we do not act further and more stringently against it," end quote. An American Orthodox rabbi, also a harsh critic of World Pride, agrees. New York Rabbi Yehuda Levin of the Orthodox Rabbinical Alliance of America and the Union of Orthodox Rabbis of the U.S. and Canada said that there is, quote, "a spiritual cause and effect between the planned parade and the current violence." Oh, my God. Both Levin and Sternbuch have called for massive nonviolent protests against the week-long International Gay Festival. Other Orthodox rabbis and right-of-center members of the Knesset have joined the call for demonstrations. In an open letter to religious Jews, a number of rabbis from Israel and abroad are calling for 1 million people to take to the streets on the day of the World Pride March to protest. The letter is titled "Conflagration in Jerusalem, All in Battle to Honor the Holy Divine Spirit." Now, let me add the icing on the cake. Last month, a Muslim leader, Sheikh Ibrahim Sarsour, who is also a member of the Knesset, warned gays that, quote, "if they dare to approach the Temple Mount during the parade, they will do so over our dead bodies," end quote. So there you have it, folks. Here's the issue to unite Jew and Arab, Jew and Muslim, Israeli and Arab. Here it is. Just, you know, form a united front against the queers. Here it is. Here's your issue. Here's the one unifying issue in the Middle East. The gays. Who'd have thunk it? Now, World Pride was to have been held in Jerusalem last summer, but postponed until this summer due to the Israeli pullout from the Gaza. And the escalating conflict in the Middle East is being monitored by World Pride organizers, but they say they expect to hold the event as planned from August 6th to the 12th. Now, with the rabbi calling for 1 million people in the streets, and the sheikh calling for over our dead bodies, yada, 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 can you imagine what kind of a target that would make for any sort of terrorist group? Maybe one headed by Elliot Abrams? Or one headed by Dick Cheney, or one headed by some freak in some Shia in Iran, or some member of the Mossad, or somebody in Hezbollah, or somebody. You understand what I'm saying? Everything in the Middle East is different from what it appears to be. So there's no way to keep score here. But my God, here is something that Orthodox rabbis and obviously Orthodox Muslims are united on. Kill the queers. All right, the rabbi didn't say kill them. And neither did the Muslim leader. But the implication is pretty clear, isn't it? When the Muslim says if they approach the Temple Mount, they will do so over our dead bodies. Okay, well, maybe he's talking about suicide. I don't know. And the Orthodox rabbi says, who knows where things will get to if we do not act further and more stringently against it. So neither one of these so-called religious leaders is calling for murder of the gays. But I think it's pretty clear, at least the rabbi is blaming the gay folk for what's going on in the Middle East. The attacks on Israel, that's the queers' fault. Apparently because God is so pissed that instead of murdering all the queers, God decided to incite Hezbollah to attack Israel or something. I don't know. Do you make any sense? Can you get any sense out of this? I ought to send this in to Keith Olbermann for his worser and worst segment tomorrow night. Oh, my God. Well, that's it then. I don't think we need to search any further for the issue that will unify at least some Orthodox Jews in the Middle East and some Orthodox Muslims in the Middle East, especially in Israel and the occupied territories. Here's the issue: the queers. Damn them! All right. Let's do this one. We got time to just do Foxy the Snowman. We don't have time. All right, we'll wait. When we come back, we have Tony Snow at the briefing today, a quick one from him, and then Bush addressing the NAACP annual convention. And you've got to hear this. You have to hear. And I'll tell you something, as you listen to the sound that we have for you, the blurbs from Bush and the response from the audience, what Bush doesn't understand, and it never dawned on him today, he was not talking to these pale-skinned ignoramuses that he, his so-called base, these religious white people freaks, the Sam Brownback types, the ultra-conservative, neo-Nazi white Americans. He wasn't talking to them. Bush can say anything to them, and they'll go, yeah, yeah! But, see, he was talking to educated Negroes today. Did you know that? Yes, that's right. He was talking to educated, politically aware black folk who sat there and listened to this fool. And, I wasn't there, but I've been in enough of those situations where I could just hear them saying, mm-hmm, uh-huh, mm-hmm, that's right, mm-hmm. There was not a single person in that audience who wasn't at least 20 IQ points ahead of Bush. Moron sounds from George, black like me, Bush, and a visit from Pickles. Stick around.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, grab a pen and get ready to write down a toll-free number. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information for you.
I really like thinking about inventions, but then what?
Find out how you can obtain free information for recording your invention's date of origination, plus material of interest to new inventors.
I've done enough thinking. Now, I'm going to call.
Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-771-1731. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this inventor's information. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-771-1731. That's 1-800-771-1731.
Randy Rose.
You want to know why Bush gets away with so much? He's got cronies at every single looking post. He's got buddies on the Supreme Court, of course you know that. But he has regulatory agencies that answer to him. Do you know? He's put cronies everywhere so that you can't even try to do the right thing because the crony will rat you out to Cheney or to Bush or to Rumsfeld or whatever.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
This is AirAmericaRadio.com.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on AirAmericaRadio.com.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. The fundraising organization that helped put former Congressman Tom DeLay in the Republican leadership in the House and distributed election money to many Republicans has been fined for campaign finance violations and is now shutting down. Under an agreement with the Federal Election Commission, Americans for a Republican Majority's Political Action Committee agreed to pay a $115,000 fine and close operations. An audit found the DeLay Committee had not properly reported contributions, disbursements, and cash on hand, and they found the committee failed to properly report outstanding debts and obligations and did not follow federal rules for paying for shared federal and non-federal activities. Just hours after George Bush called on the Republican-controlled Senate to quickly renew the Voting Rights Act, they did. The vote follows Bush's speech to the NAACP convention, his first. Bush got his biggest round of applause when he spoke about the Voting Rights Act. He told the crowd he looked forward to prompt Senate passage so he could sign it, and then it was approved in a vote of 98-0. The Voting Rights Act first became law in 1965, a key milestone in the fight for civil rights. But some provisions expire next year. The bill approved by the Senate today and by the House last week renews those items for 25 years. A new survey found 1 in 4 residents of the southern coastal states would ignore hurricane evacuation orders. The most common explanations offered to researchers were the worries over crowded roads, the danger of leaving, and the belief that their home can hold up in a hurricane. The health professor who directed the survey says public officials need to know that a substantial group of people will apparently hunker down and become dependent on rescuers. Another expert says it's noteworthy that a fourth of those who plan not to leave have no confidence the government would rescue them. The Agriculture Department says there's little reason to keep testing for mad cow disease at the same level, so the USDA is rolling back testing to about one-tenth of what it's been for more than 2 years. Agriculture Secretary Mike Johann says the test suggests there's a very, very low level of the disease in the U.S. The new level will be around 110 tests per day compared with the previous 1,000 tests a day conducted since the first American mad cow case back in 2003. Johann says a panel of independent scientists agrees with the department's analysis of the minimal risk. This is Air America Radio News.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just in. Looks like the government and private banks are liquidating houses. These are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. For all listeners whose last names start with the letters A through N, you can get a list of these foreclosures by calling 1-800-322-5130. Listeners' names starting with O through Z should call tomorrow. Now, it says here, every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. It looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures being liquidated. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. If your last name begins with A through N, get your list by calling CRN at 1-800-322-5130. Everyone else, call tomorrow. No credit? Hey, it's okay. For a foreclosure list, call 1-800-322-5130. 1-800-322-5130.
And then God said, "Let there be Air America, and I'll pay for it."
Well, no, not really. At least not that last part. So instead, our beloved advertisers pick up the cost, secure in the knowledge that you, our beloved listener, will recognize their support of Air America and prefer to spend your after-tax dollars with them. Keep looking forward to a brighter future. And when you do patronize our advertisers, please be sure to mention that you heard their message on Air America Radio.
It's my first day to be a big brother. Maybe I'll take him to a movie. No, not big enough. I'll take him to a carnival. Yeah, we can go on a Ferris wheel. It's got to be big. It's got to be huge.
Hi, I'm Alex.
Hey, Alex. I'm Felipe. What do you want to do today?
I was thinking maybe watch the game on TV.
Yeah, cool. I was thinking that too.
When you're a mentor, it doesn't matter what you do. The important thing is spending time together. To be a mentor, go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. A public service message brought to you by Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the Ad Council.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Premature babies need hope, love, and you. Premature birth is the leading cause of newborn death and many serious health problems. It happens to 1 out of 8 babies in the U.S. You can help premature babies by joining March of Dimes Walk America and raising money to support research and programs to find out how to prevent premature birth and how to help families who experience it. Register today. Get your sponsor form at Kmart or Famous Footwear or visit walkamerica.org or call 1-800-525-WALK.
Air America Mornings with Rachel Maddow.
They are politically so much better off not passing something than passing something. This is the way wedge issues work. It's fake policy. There's no actual problem that they are going to fix with anything that they can do in Washington. And so it's better to not pass anything because then they can run in November. They can continue to beat their chests and fire breathe about how something needs to be done on this issue. So they need to make sure that nothing actually happens in Washington.
Rachel Maddow on Air America Mornings.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on AirAmericaRadio.com.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. All right, we're going to do some sound here. Some of Kathy's famous clips. We're going to start with Tony Snow at the briefing today, White House briefing today. Foxy, the snowman. Reporter asked Foxy about Bush's so-called historic speech to the NAACP today. The reporter says, regarding the NAACP, the president has been president for 5 years now, and he told them that he regretted the fact that many African Americans distrust the Republican Party. What has he done for 5 years to change that? Now, as you listen to Tony Snow's answer, you can cuddle up to the hypocrisy that he displays here on black voting rights. Tony does it here, and then later, black like me, Bush, they both forget that the Republicans have consistently prevented black folk from voting. But, you know, the snowman pretends it's ancient history.
Like, this is the president. You take a look at his political career. What has George W. Bush done? He's tried to do outreach. He understands that there was a history in which the Republican Party was seen as the active enemy of black voters in this country. It's one of the reasons why you have such lopsided Democratic majorities.
Like 2 years ago, maybe?
As governor of Texas, between his first and second elections, he doubled the percentage of black voters.
But not...
This is a president who really does believe that there has been too much partisan acrimony when it comes to civil rights, and that a lot of the important work ahead is intensely practical. And also, as the president indicated, you know, there are still some racial tension in this country. There are things that not always addressed by a government program, but simply by setting the right example.
Yeah, set the right example. That's right. Oh, Jesus, God. He says, as governor of Texas, between his first and second elections, he doubled the percentage of black voters. But not black Republicans, you half-wit. He doubled the percentage of black Democrats because they wanted to get him out of office. I love it when they do this. You know, he doubled the percentage of black voters. George Bush has tried to do outreach. Tony Snow says outreach, like executions and disenfranchisement and... And his statement that Tony says he, referring to Bush, understands that there was a history in which the Republican Party was seen as the active enemy of black voters in this country. Oh, come on. Are you talking about the last election? Oh, well. These people live in active denial about everything, and they expect the rest of America to. The hypocrisy is just mind blowing. I have to thank my parents that I'm not black, because had I been born black, I've said this before, I'd either be dead now or in prison or would have been executed or something, because I could not have handled what black folk have handled in this country just in the past, oh, hell, I don't know, 5 minutes, 10 years, four centuries, pick a number. All right, here's Bush today at the NAACP annual convention. Bush actually, and on purpose, spoke to black people who weren't on his cabinet or weren't in his cabinet today. How about that? You know how he says, hey, he tell me you're being a racist. I'm not racist. I point to Condoleezza Rice and Colin Powell. Not realizing that he's being a racist. Oh, never mind. Anyway, he actually spoke to black people who weren't in his cabinet. Well, it wasn't speaking as much as hollering. You know, somebody must have told him black folk are hard of hearing, or he practices speech by watching black preachers on cable access television, one or the other. But he ended up sounding really pissed off, trying his best to out-black Bill Clinton, which is never going to happen, despite all Bush's screaming about the importance of blacks getting the vote. The hypocrisy, again, is just throat-tightening. And the irony here, when it's his party and their voter fraud action force that keeps denying and disenfranchising black voters to maintain their illegal power, and this chuckle-nuck fool stands up there and says things like this.
I want to talk about ways to build what the NAACP has always sought.
Scream it, brother!
A nation united.
Amen!
Committed to destroying discrimination.
Them are big words.
And extending to every American the full blessings.
Amen.
Full blessings.
Amen.
Of liberty and opportunity.
Can I get an applause? Hallelujah.
It's important to me.
Yes, it is.
It's important to our nation.
It is.
I come from a family committed to civil rights.
For what, folks?
My faith tells me that we're all children of God.
Amen.
Equally loved.
Yes.
Equally cherished.
Yes.
Equally entitled to the rights he grants us all.
Except in Ohio and Florida. Ain't gonna happen there, bros and sisters. Ain't gonna happen there. Not in this lifetime.
Bush wants a united America. Who knew? Seems like all he's done as chief executive embarrassment of the USA is to be a decider or a divider or whatever, but not a uniter.
We want a united America that is one nation under God.
Ah, yeah, hallelujah.
Where every man and child and woman is valued and treated with dignity.
Hallelujah.
We want a hopeful America.
Yeah, we do.
Where the prosperity and opportunities of our great land reach into every block.
Every block.
Of every neighborhood.
Every neighborhood.
We want an America that is constantly renewing itself.
Yes, that we do.
Where citizens rise above political differences to heal old wounds.
Wounds, yes.
To build the bonds of brotherhood and to move us ever closer.
Yes, closer.
To the founding promise of liberty and justice.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Nearly 100 years after the NAACP's birth.
Yes, after a birth.
America remains an unfolding story of freedom.
It's freedom.
And all of us have an obligation to play our part.
And for my part, I had my posse in Florida and Ohio keeping y'all from voting. I'm just kidding. Anybody want their shoulders rubbed?
Oh, my God. Where every man and child and woman, yeah, don't forget the woman. I like that. See, because his mind is like a huge piece, I don't know, of red licorice or something. And he almost said every man child. See?
Well, every man child. Wait a minute. Did I say that? Whoa, wait. I don't mean that. I don't mean man child. I know y'all been called that for a long time. No, I mean man and child and woman.
In this clip, Bush got his biggest applause line of the day when he described racism and mistrust in the Republican Party.
You must understand, I understand, that racism still lingers in America.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
It's a lot easier to change the law than to change a human heart.
Have you met my wife, Hillary?
And I understand that many African Americans distrust my political party.
Yes! Yes! Woo! Yeah!
considered a tragedy that the party of Abraham Lincoln...
Yeah, Abraham!
...let go of his historic ties with the African-American community.
No, well, that's all right.
For too long, my party wrote off the African-American vote, and many African-Americans wrote off the Republican Party.
Damn, you're smart for a white man. You really are. You are brilliant for a white man, coming out here talking like that. That's right. That's right.
Gee, voter ID laws, you know... Carry your card, have your picture on it. Ignore the NAACP convention for 5 years. Stand with your thumb in your butt while thousands of people are drowning in New Orleans and on the coast of Mississippi. And isn't it interesting that most of them were dark-skinned? And your reference to deaths in, quote, that part of the world, close quote. Your resistance to affirmative action, your tax cuts for the rich, your bankruptcy laws, your Medicare reductions. Why should those African Americans feel like, you know, the Republican Party wrote them off? It's a mystery. I swear it's a mystery. Lord, won't somebody explain it to me? It's a mystery. We'll have more of this in a minute. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Chilling on his vacation, sitting patiently. Them black folks gotta hope, gotta wait and see if FEMA really comes through in an emergency. But nobody seems to have a sense of urgency. Now the mayor's been reduced to crying. And guess what said niggas been used to die.
How's come Abraham Lincoln? Never mind, I already said that. Never mind.
Folks were too broke to evacuate. Niggas starving and they dying of thirst. I really had to go and check on them refineries first.
I was disappointed, frankly, in the vote I got in the African-American community. I put people in my cabinet. I put people in my sub-cabinet.
I put people in my basement. I put people in chains. I put people in detention centers. What's the matter, y'all?
George Bush don't like black people. Come down, George, come on.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. This is AirAmericaRadio.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our conference. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-441-6064 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-441-6064. That's 1-800-441-6064.
Air America Mornings with Rachel Maddow gets the guests.
In case you're just joining us, our guest is former Vice President Al Gore.
Al Gore.
In addition to the climate crisis, we have a democracy crisis, and we have to fix both of them at the same time, unfortunately. But the climate crisis is urgent. It is grave. We do not have time to fool around with a lot of unnecessary partisanship and dueling before we fix this. We have got to start fixing it immediately.
Rachel Maddow on Air America Mornings.
It's time to decide. We don't need the decider. Hi, Truth Seekers. I'm Mike Malloy, and you can hear me on Air America Radio. If you're looking for that perfect, one-of-a-kind gift, visit ImpeachBushGame.com, where you'll find Impeached, the board game that exposes the high crimes of George W. and his criminal administration. From the Iraq War to today's outrageous gas prices, Impeached tells it like it is. Go to ImpeachBushGame.com. That's ImpeachBushGame.com, and buy a piece of history today.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Air America Mornings with Rachel Maddow.
The Democrats are demanding a plan to end the war. That's the political truth. And how can the Democrats lose on an issue like this? The only way they can lose on it is if they let the Republicans define them. If they cede the territory, if they cede the ground and say, oh, we have no conversation to start about this, and instead we'll let the Democrats be defined by the Republicans. We'll let Karl Rove decide what the Democratic position is, and he'll tell the world.
Rachel Maddow on Air America Mornings.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Introducing TopTrader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. TopTrader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on AirAmericaRadio.com.
Listen, this nation is committed to dealing with poverty. First, let me make it very clear, poor people aren't necessarily killers. Just because you happen to be not rich doesn't mean you're willing to kill.
Oh, my God. All right. Back to the NAACP annual convention today. And there's something madly riveting about Chucklenuts as he screams. That's the part that is, I don't know. Where did he get that? Like I said, he must have been, somebody must have sat him down in front of some cable access preacher television program in D.C. and said, now, this is how black people like to be talked at, George. So can you do this? What, scream at him? Yeah, I scream at him. All right, now this is probably my favorite clip of the day. A dim sun doesn't even get the irony of what he's screaming at this audience about the pride of ownership. Huh? Pride of ownership. And this, I mean,
we used to own you people. Hot damn, I don't know what happened, but, you know, we used to own you, and now I got to stand up here and talk at you. Damn.
Here he is.
Second, I hope we can work together in America where more people become owners.
Yeah.
Own something.
Own something.
Something that they can call their own.
Some paperclips.
From our nation's earliest days, ownership's been the heart of our country.
At least in cotton country.
Unfortunately, for most of our history, African Americans were excluded from the dream.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the reality of our past.
Oh, yeah, amen.
Most Americans, ownership begins with owning your own home.
No, it doesn't.
Owning a home is to give something they can leave behind to their children.
No. Owning a home is so you got some place to live, you half-wit.
For most Americans, ownership begins with owning your own home.
Actually, I started smaller, like I owned a bicycle, you know, and then I owned a yo-yo and some shoes and stuff, you know, and then a car, and then I kind of worked up to a home. I know my ownership also began with a damn baseball team and a mountain of cocaine, but I'm George Bush.
Owning a home is to give something they can leave behind to their children. He says, unfortunately, for most of our history, African Americans were excluded from the dream.
Y'all never got to own other people, and that's not right. You know, we white folks, way back in, we owned folks. That's how all of us got so goddamn rich. You don't think we got out there and shot that old nasty-ass cotton, do you? Or tobacco? We owned y'all. Y'all did it, and we got rich. But we used to love to sit there on the front porch and listen to y'all come up in the evening and sing to us. You know, we loved that. Oh, Lord, did we love that. All the darkies, I'm sorry, all the African American, well, y'all weren't, well, no, it'd be darkies because y'all didn't, you all were slaves then, so damn it, I'll go with the darkie word. Y'all sat there and sang to us. Yes, you did. About the Suwannee River and stuff, you know. This guy's unbelievable. Instead of slavery reparations for all that wealth that black folks built for white people over the past 400 years, instead of slavery reparations, instead of, you know, 40 acres and a mule, my ass, Bush ought to just give them a rich white oil executive to be their personal servant for the next 25 years. That's pride of ownership. By God, you get the head of ExxonMobil staying in that spare bedroom in the basement. That's pride of ownership. Get that old boy to get in there and shine your shoes and cook your oatmeal and take care of your mammy who's getting real old and keeps throwing up and crapping in her diapers and everything, you know. Get that old head of ExxonMobil down there doing some of them things you black folks did for us white people. By God, then you'll understand the pride of ownership. Amen. But Jesus loves you anyway.
Continuing this hypocritical and excruciatingly awkward shout-out about ownership, Bush now says he wants to work to home ownership in other areas. I don't know what that means, but maybe it means owning a home in the ocean, George? Hell's bells, who knows? We'll do this one for you as soon as we come back. We only have two left, so stick around. Don't wait to delay that trouble coming every day.
And the shops who used to sell their brooms and mops and every other household item. Watch a mob just turn and bite them, and they say it served them right because a few of them were white. And it's the same across the nation, black and white discrimination. And you can't understand me and all that other jazz they hand me in the papers and TV, and all that mass stupidity that seems to grow more every day. It's time to hear something we say. You want to go and do your in.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. This is AirAmericaRadio.com.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
Al Franken Show.
After Pearl Harbor, Roosevelt didn't say go shopping. People knew we were in a world war. They knew that Japan attacked us. Germany declared war on us. Germany had invaded other countries. We weren't told going into World War II that it would be over in a few months. It would be greeted as liberators. Well, and by the way, we were. Americans kind of went into that with their eyes open because no one lied to them.
The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
You know how they say that everything that's ever been broadcast on Earth is still traveling through outer space? In the case of Air America Radio, that would sound a little like this. Well, that's a little tough to listen to, right? So we've unraveled a lot of the best shows we've ever done and plopped them on the internet at Air America Premium. That way you can listen to great moments from Air America shows one at a time. So you could go out in space to hear this stuff, or you can find out more about Air America Premium from the comfort of your own home at airamerica.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information for you. Find out how you can obtain free information for recording your invention's date of origination plus material of interest to new inventors. Dial 1-800-771-1731. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-771-1731.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. We want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM. Call 1-800-441-6064. Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-6064. That's 1-800-441-6064.
The government and private banks are liquidating houses. These are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. You can get a list of these foreclosures by calling 1-800-322-5130. Every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Get your list by calling CRN at 1-800-322-5130. No credit? Hey, it's okay. Call 1-800-322-5130.
And then God said, "Let there be Air America, and I'll pay for it."
Well, no, not really. At least not that last part. So instead, our beloved advertisers pick up the cost, secure in the knowledge that you, our beloved listener, will recognize their support of Air America and prefer to spend your after-tax dollars with them. Keep looking forward to a brighter future. And when you do patronize our advertisers, please be sure to mention that you heard their message on Air America Radio.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
It's my first day to be a big brother. Maybe I'll take him to a movie. No, not big enough. I'll take him to a carnival. Yeah, we can go on a Ferris wheel. It's gotta be big. It's gotta be huge.
Hi, I'm Alex.
Hey, Alex. I'm Felipe. What do you want to do today?
I was thinking maybe watch the game on TV.
Yeah, cool. I was thinking that too.
When you're a mentor, it doesn't matter what you do. The important thing is spending time together. To be a mentor, go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. A public service message brought to you by Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the Ad Council.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on AirAmericaRadio.com.
There I was, sitting around the leader with the table with foreign leaders, looking at Colin Powell and Condi Rice. Yeah.
It's hard out here for a pimp. It's hard out here for a pimp. Back to Bush, two more, addressing the NAACP annual convention today. Continuing this hypocritical and excruciatingly awkward shout-out about ownership, Bush said he wants to work to home ownership in other areas. Like, I don't know what that means, but here he is again. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
I also want to work to home ownership in other areas. We want to see more African Americans own their own businesses, and that's why we've increased loans to African American businesses by 40%.
Hallelujah!
We're taking steps to make it easier for African American businesses to compete for federal contracts. We're working to expand. Help to have African American workers own a piece of their own retirement. You know, one of my friends is Bob Johnson, founder of BET. He's an interesting man.
Oh, yeah?
He believes strongly in ownership.
Does he?
He's been a successful owner.
Jesus, God. He says it's easier for African-American businesses to compete for federal contracts, and that's because...
That's because we've stopped actively discriminating against y'all, you know. Damn activist liberal court said we couldn't do it anymore.
We're working to expand... Silence, silence, silence.
Help to have African-American workers own a piece of their own retirement.
Say what? Own a piece of their own retirement? As opposed to some white man hanging on to it for them?
You know, we're trying to help African-American workers own a piece of their own retirement instead of white people stealing it over and over again. You know, like that Enron, what was his name?
One of my friends is Bob Johnson, founder of Black Entertainment Television. Oh, well, I'm sure that's true. I'm sure that Bob Johnson and George Bush get together and have some fried chicken every once in a while, don't you think?
Huh? Some of my best friends are Negroes.
The ones that own television networks, anyway. All right, last one. Finally tonight, a couple of protesters livened up the speech before they were escorted out. Bush didn't seem to mind, just gave him an excuse to yell even louder at the black people in the room while discussing the founders of America. He's going to discuss the founders of America in a room full of the descendants of the founders of America. See, he doesn't quite get that. I mean, it's one thing to write the documents, and God bless those men for writing the documents. They weren't sincere, because the antecedents of the people sitting in the room were considered for representational purposes to be only 3/5 of a human being. But that's then. This is now. So it's all different. It's all different. It's all different. But when he talks about the founders of America, you're sitting in a room full of the descendants of the founders of America, George. Do you understand that? You understand that? I don't think so.
Many of the same founders who signed their names to a parchment declaring that all men are created equal permitted whole categories of human beings to be excluded from these words.
Really?
The future of our founding, to live up to its own words, opened a wound that has persisted to today. In the 19th century, the wound resulted in a civil war. In the 20th century, denied African Americans the vote in many parts of our country.
Shut up, white man, you
are. And at the beginnings of the 21st century, the wound is not fully healed.
And do you know why that is, George? Do you know why that wound is not fully healed? Because you and your conservative buddies are still going into black precincts and hiding voting machines in basements, or creating fake felony lists to stop black folk from voting, or gerrymandering districts and making them carry special ID cards. That's why, George, that's why the wound is not fully healed, because you and the Republicans keep ripping it open. And it's not ancient history, George. It happened yesterday, and it'll happen in November, and it happened a couple of years ago. So look, cut your deal, bro. Go back to D.C. and continue to stare at Condi's shapely booty and pretend you care about black folk, okay? You know, just say, well, people tell me I'm racist, and I point to Condi and drool a little bit. Just kidding. Oh, and one last thing. Where is New Orleans on a map again? What part of the world is that in? The last time a Bush family member spoke to black folk, it was Pickles. Now, until today, she's the only Bush to voluntarily speak to black people. She was giving her first ever official speech at an urban community outreach center. Disadvantaged young black men, I believe. So they had her behind bulletproof glass, of course. Here's a blast from the past we just had to revisit.
My fellow inner city urban Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. Thank you for inviting me to your charming faith-based community center to speak to your at-risk, underprivileged juvenile delinquents this lovely afternoon. Word up. Looking around me today, I am filled with conservative Christian compassion for you pitiful little hooligans. I wish I could reach through this bulletproof plexiglass shield and give the more sanitary-looking among you a special, appropriately distant hug. Clearly, you are victims of your violent and impoverished environment. Life may have handed you lemons, but I'm here to tell you how you can turn them into lemon Kool-Aid. As those of you with televisions and electricity may have heard in my Bushy's fabulous State of the Union address, we want to give young men in cities like Los Angeles, Miami, Detroit, and the ATL better options than apathy, gangs, or jail. Having devoted almost an entire year of my life teaching young white children how to read, I have been specially selected to head this important new inner-city youth outreach affirmative access program to give hope and direction to your lives. Or as we like to call it, pimp my military. Faux shizzle, Uncle Sam wants to give you a ticket out of the ghetto and a chance to put your special gifts and talents to legal and productive use defending your homeland. Contrary to what you may have heard from the lying liberal media, we Christian Republicans believe in second chances for almost all criminals, even murderers and substance abusers. Why, just look at our family history and driving records and my Bushy's cabinet department appointments for proof of that. I do understand that you may not trust what I'm saying is true because in past experiences, the white man has been critical or perhaps even punitive of your boisterous behavior and naturally feisty personalities. You may have even been led to believe that your record as a convicted felon or sex offender would prevent you from realizing the honor of serving God, Jesus, and your president in our glorious army. But word is bond, we're different from those other busted crackers. Where less compassionate Caucasians have seen drug dealers, rapists, and cold-blooded killers, we see creative urban entrepreneurs and passionate inner-city warriors. We recognize, appreciate, and want to compensate you for your many valuable skills. Truth be told, your years of experience in the hood are far superior to any basic training we could provide to prepare you to battle those wily devils in the urban jungles of Iraq. Many of you are doubtlessly proficient with various automatic weapons, explosives, switchblades, so as long as you're shooting at pretty much anything that passes by, why not do your patriotic duty and aim for the towel? For those of you amateur chemists who enjoy tinkering around your neighborhood meth lab, there are acres of poppy fields in Afghanistan for you to explore. Or perhaps the more spirited and rambunctious among you might rise to a position of authority at one of our fine military detention centers, like Gitmo or Abu Ghraib or some places in Thailand that we can talk about later. Given his rowdy record in the Texas Air National Guard, you can rest assured there's always a bit of amusing rough and tumble to be had in Bushy's military. Now I gotta hit you with some painful digits. According to Census Bureau data, the sobering fact is that the typical urban gang member dies a violent, tragic, pointless death before their 30th birthday. So ask yourself, what would make your Mama Dukes more proud? If you were shot by some villain while jacking a moldy ride? Or if you came to meet Jesus while fulfilling your Christian duty of exterminating the evil enemies of America? Even mo better, your government is now offering a generous financial gratuity should you make the ultimate heroic sacrifice on foreign soil. Presently, there is rarely monetary compensation when one of your posse is assassinated, but $100,000 would go a long way toward providing, in your absence, heaps of bling-bling for your grieving boo, not to mention many fly rims for your homies to remember you by. All of you have mothers, and some of you have fathers as well, who'll be so proud when you trade in your gang colors for the ragged-out fat threads of a U.S. Army uniform. In closing, I hope you now realize that everyone can benefit and prosper from the war on terror, even you poor little brown people. The U.S. Army is reaching out to you. Hope you holla back. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, God bless America. Peace out.
Gotta love those bushies, don't you? Just gotta love those bushies. All right, quick break. We'll be back. What else we got here? What did he say? What did I see at Bart Cop today? The other day, Bush said these are not, when he was holding snowflakes, he said these are not spare parts. And at Bart Cop today, there is a little thing that says, no, they're not. They're props. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. You ain't it, Miss Thing. Give me a sister. I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss. Cause this girl's on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit him. And I pull up quick to get with him. So, ladies, if the butt is round and you want a triple X go down, dial 1-900 makes a lot. And kick them nasty thoughts. Baby got back.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. This is AirAmericaRadio.com.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, grab a pen and get ready to write down a toll-free number. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information for you.
I really like thinking about inventions, but then what?
Find out how you can obtain free information for recording your invention's date of origination, plus material of interest to new inventors.
I've done enough thinking. Now, I'm going to call.
Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-771-1731. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this inventor's information. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-771-1731. That's 1-800-771-1731.
The Majority Report.
How little these lawmakers, these Republicans in control of both the House and the Senate, are doing for this country. It's all just simply a bunch of grandstanding to appeal to their fundamentalist Taliban base. Republicans, confronting the possibility of losing control of Congress this November, are doing everything possible to mobilize their base of social conservatives, including a campaign emphasis on abortion, gay marriage, and broadcasting decency. Oh, exactly. Those are the big problems facing this country right now.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just in. Looks like the government and private banks are liquidating houses. These are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. For all listeners whose last names start with the letters A through N, you can get a list of these foreclosures by calling 1-800-322-5130. Listeners' names starting with O through Z should call tomorrow. Now, it says here, every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures being liquidated. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. If your last name begins with A through N, get your list by calling CRN at 1-800-322-5130. Everyone else, call tomorrow. No credit? Hey, it's okay. For a foreclosure list, call 1-800-322-5130. 1-800-322-5130.
You know how they say that everything that's ever been broadcast on Earth is still traveling through outer space? In the case of Air America Radio, that would sound a little like this. Well, that's a little tough to listen to, right? So we've unraveled a lot of the best shows we've ever done and plopped them on the internet at Air America Premium. That way you can listen to great moments from Air America shows one at a time. So you could go out in space to hear this stuff, or you can find out more about Air America Premium from the comfort of your own home at airamerica.com.
When Richard Nixon abused power, Congress held a serious bipartisan investigation that resulted in articles of impeachment. Strong evidence suggests that George Bush and Dick Cheney launched an illegal war and lied to Congress, spied on Americans without court approval, leaked classified information, produced phony news reports, imprisoned without charge, and tortured targeted civilians, and used illegal weapons. Ask your Congress member to co-sponsor House Resolution 635 for an investigation.
Sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.
Premature babies need hope, love, and you. Premature birth is the leading cause of newborn death and many serious health problems. It happens to one out of eight babies in the U.S. You can help premature babies by joining March of Dimes Walk America and raising money to support research and programs to find out how to prevent premature birth and how to help families who experience it. Register today. Get your sponsor form at Kmart or Famous Footwear or visit walkamerica.org or call 1-800-525-WALK.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on AirAmericaRadio.com.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
It's about 9 before the hour. Let us begin the nightly ritual of your telephone calls, right? The number here is 866-303-2270. Let's start with Kevin is calling from Austin, Texas. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Hey, Ken, Mike, how you doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
Pretty good. I got a question for you. Why do we constantly blame the federal government for things like Katrina?
Say it again.
Why do we constantly blame the federal government for problems like what happened in New Orleans with Katrina?
Because the federal government is the federal government because it is there to protect and defend and respond to emergencies. And do you think they acted properly, federal government?
Let me just say first this. I was involved in Katrina heavily, okay? I'm from New Orleans.
Do you think that the federal government's response was appropriate?
Yeah, I do. They can't get everybody out of that city, and it should not be
there. It wasn't a question of getting everybody out of the city. It was a question of responding after the tragedy hit. Nobody expected the federal government to get everybody out of the city.
Why didn't these people act before when we knew Friday night Katrina was coming to New Orleans?
What were they supposed to do? A lot of those folks didn't have cars. They didn't have any way to leave New Orleans.
Are the people, and let me say this, okay? Those are the people who wanted to stay. They would not leave now. I'll tell you that now.
Well, so what? What's your point? You're coming across like a real dork. Let me tell you right now.
It's personal responsibility in this country, and this is the problem with this country today. We have none.
No, the problem with this. No, the problem. You're crazy. Get rid of this guy. I just don't want to get into this nonsense with this 10-year-old who spouts a right-wing rhetoric. Get out of here, Kevin. Go away. The problem in this country today is that this country is being led by right-wing psychopaths who enter into wars with no provocation, who wiretap our phones, who take away freedom. When I get a young punk like that to call me and start telling me that personal responsibility is a problem here, you must be out of your mind. Don't call this program again, okay? Please, please, call Hannity. Hannity would love to hear from you. He'll put you on the air and let you sit there, and he'll play with you for a while, and then he'll dismiss you. But don't call here again, okay, Kevin? Go away, go away, go away. Go do something else. Chris is calling from Abiquiu, New Mexico, our bureau chief there. Chris, welcome to the program.
hey, Michael, yeah, the price you pay for the job you got, what the hell? Let me say in this, as an aside really quick.
Okay.
Kathy Bay is one of the most talented people in broadcasting today, and she deserves far more than she gets. She should be a national talent.
Well, that's very kind. She's sitting over here just turning absolute crimson from your saying that. Thank you.
I have a bootleg copy of her doing Laura Schlesinger, and I roll on the floor every time I listen to it.
Yeah.
She's fine. No, I just wanted to say, I realized today that what is going to happen in November is actually going to be a reaffirmation of my republic and my constitution. I've always been more optimistic than you are, but I know what's going to happen in November.
What?
Well, we're going to take the House and the Senate. Do you know how many people are running away from this blithering idiot, this BB stacking moron we have for a president?
Oh God, I hope you're right, Chris.
Well, the right wing, I mean, he is anathema to them right now, and we don't have enough time for them to get all cozy again.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, we're going to take the House, we're going to take the Senate, and American fascism, you know, Sinclair Lewis said, when fascism hits America, it's going to be wrapped in the flag and carrying a cross.
That's right.
And that's true, but I think we've beaten it. And to a large degree, to be fair, it's beaten itself.
I hope I just hope you're right. Just one correction. It's not anathema. It's azimuth.
Thank you so much, Doctor. My God.
Thanks, Chris.
Take care.
Take care of yourself. I appreciate that kind of optimism. And Chris is right. In the 5 or 6 years that we have been conversing via the medium of talk radio, Chris has always been not only the more optimistic, but by far the more acerbic and the soul of wit, because, after all, brevity is the soul of wit.
Well, then Brother Sky Blue ought to take that award. But Chris is my favorite now. He is. He really, really is.
You're right.
And
sure,
if he thinks I'm funny, he ought to hear Molly.
Yeah, that's true. All right, we have a break coming here. When we come back, your phone calls. We've got two open lines, so you may want to jump in here for the bloodbath that certainly will ensue, especially if you get another one of these right-wing freaks.
If I'm in this country, people won't take personal responsibility. Take me, for example. I'm just as personal responsibility as they can come.
Phone number is 866-303-2270. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
The Majority Report.
We're broke, folks.
Broke, folks.
The Republicans have raised the national debt ceiling
5 times,
from $5 trillion to $10 trillion in the past 5 years. This redistribution of the tax burden onto people who make money from a paycheck to the rest of the 99.7% of this country.
We're going to have to make up the loss of $1 trillion
over the next 10 years when this thing is supposedly repealed.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Here on America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Israel's attacks on Hezbollah militants in Lebanon continued for an eighth day Wednesday. Israeli aircraft dropped 23 tons of explosives on a bunker, that bunker believed to be holding senior Hezbollah members in southern Beirut. Hezbollah denies that any of its leaders died in that airstrike. Meanwhile, the U.S. ambassador to Cyprus says the operation to evacuate thousands of Americans from Lebanon is just beginning. A U.S. chartered cruise ship carrying more than 1,000 U.S. citizens from Beirut arrived in the port of Larnaca late Wednesday evening. For the first time in his 5.5-year presidency, President Bush has used his power of veto. Bush nixed legislation authorizing federal funding for embryonic stem cell research. Bush announced his decision in a White House ceremony, surrounded by children who were once adopted as frozen embryos. President Bush defended his record on the controversial subject. The head of the Christopher Reeve Foundation is disappointed with that veto. Kathy Lewis says this is just a temporary setback.
We are committed to going forward and working hard on educating the legislators about the benefits of stem cell research, and both this Congress and the subsequent Congresses will be working with.
Supporters say embryonic stem cell research can help treat or cure a variety of deadly diseases and debilitating conditions. They argue that embryonic stem cell research, as defined in the legislation, would involve only embryos that would otherwise be discarded. An autopsy on Enron founder Ken Lay shows his arteries were severely clogged when he died earlier this month. The 64-year-old Lay had been in Colorado awaiting sentencing for his role in the energy company's collapse. The autopsy revealed 90% of three of Lay's arteries were blocked and also showed two stents or small tubes in the arteries used to hold them open. The U.S. Coast Guard and the National Transportation Safety Board are not ruling out the possibility that drugs or alcohol may have played a factor in causing a cruise ship to tip while at sea. The Coast Guard says it is a standard procedure to test the entire crew working on the bridge and engine room after an accident. Investigators are also looking into whether a computer glitch caused the hard roll just off of Port Canaveral. You're listening to Air America Radio News.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing TopTrader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. TopTrader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. We want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM. Call 1-800-441-6064. Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-6064. That's 1-800-441-6064.
The lies, incompetence, greed, and pure stupidity of the Bush crime family are all revealed in the game Impeached. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Mike Malloy. And if you despise this crime family like I do, you need to visit ImpeachBushGame.com and buy the only board game that's bold enough to tell it like it is. Go to ImpeachBushGame.com, buy your game, and check out the Bush, Satan Rove, and Deadeye Dick voodoo dolls. I've got my game, and I'm sticking pins in my Bush voodoo doll right now! So visit ImpeachBushGame.com and join in on the fun today.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information for you. Find out how you can obtain free information for recording your invention's date of origination plus material of interest to new inventors. Dial 1-800-771-1731. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-771-1731.
The government and private banks are liquidating houses. These are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. You can get a list of these foreclosures by calling 1-800-322-5130. Every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Get your list by calling CRN at 1-800-322-5130. No credit? Hey, it's okay. Call 1-800-322-5130.
And then God said, "Let there be Air America, and I'll pay for it."
Well, no, not really. At least not that last part. So instead, our beloved advertisers pick up the cost, secure in the knowledge that you, our beloved listener, will recognize their support of Air America and prefer to spend your after-tax dollars with them. Keep looking forward to a brighter future. And when you do patronize our advertisers, please be sure to mention that you heard their message on Air America Radio.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on AirAmericaRadio.com.
Welcome back, 7 past the hour. Carolyn in Tempe, Arizona, asked me to share this with you. There is a peace demonstration tomorrow night in Phoenix. It's Friday night, 5 to 6 p.m. Well, afternoon, really. 5 to 6 p.m. tomorrow in Phoenix. On the corner of McDowell and Central, the northeast corner of McDowell and Central, you are asked to join Women in Black, Code Pink, and other members of the peace community for a silent vigil for peace in the Middle East. It says, bring a peaceful heart and signs that reflect it, such as peace now, or support peaceful negotiations, or stop the killing of all innocent civilians. Please wear black or white to show your respect for life. Women in Black was formed in 1988 by Palestinian and Israeli women to come together for peace. You can get more information on this, womeninblack.net or azpeace.org. Womeninblack.net or AZ, as in Arizona, azpeace.org. That's tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon, 5 to 6 p.m. in Phoenix, in the northeast corner of McDowell and Central. A vigil for peace in the Middle East. So if you're in the Phoenix area and you can participate in this, please do so. Even the Yahoos who would normally drive by a group of peace Vigil folks and give them the finger. Maybe you all can just not do that tomorrow night. Get out of your car and join them because they're asking for peace in the Middle East. All right? Friday afternoon, tomorrow, 5 to 6 p.m. in Phoenix, the northeast corner of McDowell and Central. All right, let's do some phone calls. We got any more right-wing nutballs? Oh, we got one there? Okay, Mary is calling from Florida. I don't know if she's a right-wing nutball or not. Mary, are you a right-wing nutball?
Well, I guess that depends on your definition.
Well, that's true. Everything always depends on definition. So welcome to the program. What you got on your mind?
Well, thanks. I was just kind of, I'm hoping that you're not going to kind of class me in with your last caller that you said go away because I disagreed with you.
Oh, I didn't
and
say go.
And when he had an issue with
hold on,
the,
hold on, hold on, Mary.
Thing,
don't do
said,
it.
Away,
no,
away.
No, Mary, don't do it. I didn't tell him to go away because he disagreed with me. I told him to go away because he was a halfwit. Now, what's your problem?
Because he didn't agree with you, though.
Oh, Mike. Jesus. You got about 5 seconds, Mary. Come on.
Well, I was going to have as far as a little bit of a discussion about your take on Bush's NAACP.
Well, what's your take? You
well,
know
I thought
him.
He actually did
you
a good
know
job.
What mine is, and actually the reason you called is not to hear what I have to say about it because you already heard that. So be honest. You want to get your 2 cents worth in, so go ahead.
Well, you know, that's very true. I have to respect that. That's true. I took exception to what you said. I listened to both your show.
Oh, no, wait a second. Wait a second. Wait a second. Stop right there.
Okay.
You said you wanted my take on what Bush said, and I said no.
No,
you
I
want
said,
you Now hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I said no. You want to hear your take. So don't talk
I'm
about
sorry.
Don't talk about me, Mary. Talk about Bush and
I
the NAACP
you,
or I'm going to just make you disappear.
Wait, if you misunderstood, I said I had something to say about your take on Bush's speech.
Well, who cares
so
about that?
We
what's your take on what he said?
I'm sorry?
Never mind. Go ahead, Mary. I'm confusing you, and that's very easy to do, and I don't want to do that. Go ahead.
You know, that's a simplistic approach to it. You're not
Ooh.
Confusing me. I kind of called to say I took exception to your take.
Okay.
On
are you
speech,
a black person? Are you a black person?
Are you?
Yes.
You are?
Hell yes. What do you think, I'm
okay.
white?
Well, what does that mean? What does that have to do with it?
Well, if you're not black, how dare you talk to me about my take? What are you talking about, my take?
You know what? That's amazing as far as Mike. You mean to say if I'm not black, I have no opinion?
That's usually the case when we're talking about black subjects. But go,
really?
But go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, my
come
God.
On, come on,
most...
come on. Come on. You're playing little nutsy head games with me. Say what you called
nutsy.
To say.
You know, this is the most fun I've had. You're saying that because I'm white, that I don't have an opinion that counts on...
Oh, Mary, for Christ's sake, I was kidding with you. I'm white.
Well,
you're white. Say what you want to say.
Gosh, Mike, I don't know that. I don't listen to you often.
You got about 5 seconds, sweetheart, and then you're toast. You better hurry up.
Then I'd say as far as...
Get to the point.
Okay, then let me, as far as, if by 5 seconds, was it probably from a southerner, you had the most racist comments in your tone that I've ever heard, and you would never get away from with down here.
Down where?
In the South.
What are you talking about? I live in the South. I live in Atlanta. What the hell are you talking about?
You know what? You can do it on a radio show. You go out on the
I does it out in public, too, Mary!
Are you Mike, are you black or are you white?
I'm green, sweetheart.
Because I have no idea. You tell me. As far as you told me you're black, I'm...
What does it make any difference to you what I am? What does it matter to you, Mary? What are you?
Well, Mike, you're the one who kind of brought it up as far as if I was white or black.
So oh, my God, Mary, you're driving me crazy. You're making me crazy. I'm going to start eating my own feet if you don't stop and get to a point. Do you have a point?
My point would be simply as far as, can you answer the question, are you black or are you white? Because that's the question and answer you asked me.
I'm not going to tell you because you're a bigoted old white southern lady and I ain't going to answer what you said. Now, what did you like about Bush's speech today, Mary?
You know, that's the most amazing thing as far as you said I'm a bigot for asking the question that
oh,
you
Jesus
asked me.
Jesus Christ. Okay, goodbye, Mary. Have a nice night. Have a nice life. Go away, go away, go away. Oh, God.
I don't think she was a real person.
She wasn't.
No, I think that was like a tape recording, and someone just kept saying, "That's interesting. Well, let me see if I'm a black person. No, if you're white and I'm well, no. Now you said no. Aren't you black? No. Are you in the South?" I think she just kept hitting the tape recorder.
Oh, these people just crack me up. These people just crack me up. Oh, my God, these right-wingers. Oh, I wish I owned three or four of them. That's how I want to do the ownership society. I like to own Mary. Just take her out on a leash. Say, look what I got here. I got me a crazed white conservative. Y'all want to come up and feed it. Be careful.
It bites.
Come and scratch its ears. Yeah, I'd like to get some of that ownership society going. Oh, where do these people come from? Woo-hoo! Ray is calling from Minnesota. Ray, welcome to the program.
Brother Michael, how are you?
Fair to partly cloudy. How about you?
I don't know how you do it. I mean, I'd have drop-kicked her in the first sentence.
Nah, you know, that's right. She's an Ann Coulter impersonator, and
exactly.
I just thought I'd give her a chance. You know, what
coming,
the hell? I always believe in let these people fry in their own fat anyway, so, you know.
I love it. And by the way, I agree with the gentleman in New Mexico. Your soulmate, Kathy, is wonderful, too.
She's funny. She's very talented.
I can't wait to hear Molly do a broadcast. But anyway, Michael, I have an agenda, as you know very well. I'm called Pooley Ray.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
I have a goal of getting 30 million hits on that website, www.kalpooley.net, because I'm calling for the formation, Mike, of a coalition of the courageous. I want to hear from the Answer Coalition. I want to hear from MoveOn.org. I want to hear from Code Pink, Women in Black, Rainforest Alliance, everybody in the book. We're going to form an alliance. We're going to put 150 million children, women, and men in the streets of this country, and we're going to get rid of this bag of you-know-what now.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea. Now, it's KALPULLI.net.
Good man. You got it. Right. You got it. And you know, I just cannot believe that this guy is being tolerated to the degree to which he's being tolerated, Michael. I can't believe, you know, I mean, no offense to our black relatives. I wish the NAACP wouldn't have allowed him to speak. W.E.B. Du Bois must be writhing and weeping in his grave. Letting that bag of you-know-what. I'm sorry, I want to swear, but you'll cut me off. And
our engineer will cut you off.
But in any case, let's do what we can. I want to hear from people. I can't solicit on your program. I know that, but I wish people would read our letters.
They'll go to your website, Ray. They'll go to your website. It's Kalpooley.net, KALPULLI.net. Go, folks. Ray, here comes a break. Thanks, pal. I appreciate you checking in. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
If I don't call it, you can just learn how to wait. Too little, too late.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Is AirAmericaRadio.com.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, grab a pen and get ready to write down a toll-free number. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information for you.
I really like thinking about inventions, but then what?
Find out how you can obtain free information for recording your invention's date of origination, plus material of interest to new inventors.
I've done enough thinking. Now, I'm going to call.
Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-771-1731. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this inventor's information. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-771-1731. That's 1-800-771-1731.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Introducing TopTrader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572.
So we're back and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just in. Looks like the government and private banks are liquidating houses. These are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. For all listeners whose last names start with the letters A through N, you can get a list of these foreclosures by calling 1-800-322-5130. Listeners' names starting with O through Z should call tomorrow. Now, it says here, every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures being liquidated. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. If your last name begins with A through N, get your list by calling CRN at 1-800-322-5130. Everyone else, call tomorrow. No credit? Hey, it's okay. For a foreclosure list, call 1-800-322-5130. 1-800-322-5130.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-441-6064 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-441-6064. That's 1-800-441-6064.
Jerry Springer.
These clowns who are in Washington, they can't do anything about solving real problems in our lives, like whether or not we're going to have health care, how good are our schools, whether or not we're going to have jobs, whether or not we have homeland security, or the real issues, the budget, the deficit, what's happening to our tax dollars. They can't deal with that, so they waste our time and our money with these symbolic issues to somehow show they really love our country.
Jerry Springer on 1190 WLIB.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on AirAmericaRadio.com.
Past the hour. Do you have any more nut bags on hold here? No, we don't? Okay. Let's move on. Excuse me. Ken is calling from Tucson, Arizona. Ken, welcome to the program.
Well, hi, Mike. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. The first thing I was thinking was, like, I think one of your previous callers said, I was really disappointed that the NAACP invited him again after 5 years of him turning them down. That I don't know, that bothered me, but I heard excerpts at different parts of the day. But you know, when you played that extended length, you know what he sounded like. I don't know if you ever took English, like in high school or where you had to memorize like a poem and you were shaking in your boots, mm-hmm. and you got up there and you just wanted to get it, your palms were sweating, you just wanted
right,
to
right.
get it out. And you just, because he was so fast, his speech was so fast and so pressured and so rapid, he just sounded like he just wanted to get this stuff out and then get out of there.
Oh, I agree. This is one of the hallmarks of a real racist. You know, you stand up in front of a whole auditorium full of the people that you, A, feel superior to, B, are in a position to enact policies that keep those people down, C, steal elections from them. You stand in front of a group like that, And you're absolutely right. Your palms are going to sweat. Your sphincter muscles are going to tighten up. The hair on the back of your neck is going to get a little twitchy. You just want to hurry up and finish and get out of there before they just grab your white ass or whatever color your ass is and drag you down and make you vote over and over and over again for yourself or something.
But a couple of things that he said struck me. I don't know how he can say that he's doing so much to help black businesses when he's done, when they've, you know, drastically cut funding and support for the Small Business Association. And I'd like to know how many black contractors are getting contracts down in the Southeast and the Gulf states. I'm sure maybe some, but I'd just be curious to know how many.
Yeah, I would be curious too, because historically when there is a pie to be carved up, there has to be laws passed to make sure that minority-owned businesses get a piece of that pie. And in so many instances, white folks who are nothing but thugs and brigands and frauds and liars will hire a black person who is also a fraud or a thug or a brigand or a liar to front what is really a white company. And that black person will say, yeah, it's my company, so let me get the money. And then everybody gets, gets paid. But as far as real, genuine, minority-owned or African-American-owned businesses that just struggle, it's just a constant struggle to stay in business because of the bigotry and the prejudice and the refusal, the utter refusal to truly make this a land of opportunity where everybody has an equal chance. That's a joke and a lie and a stinking a misnomer, and everybody knows it. So
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, well, of course. So when Bush stands up, that's what is appalling and just ripe for parody is whatever comment he makes in front of the NAACP National Convention. And the black folk know it. They're going to go ahead and applaud him when he says things like, well, you know, the Voting Rights Act has to be renewed. Sure, oh, okay, that brings about applause. Or when he talks about God, that's going to bring applause. But, you know, the Voting Rights Act thing, the reason they applaud it is because they understand he's saying that he's trying to overcome himself. You know, it's because of people like him that the Voting Rights Act had to be written to begin with.
That's a problem.
You know, back in 65. So, what I don't think what white people don't understand is that black people are so much more politically aware. I'm not saying they're more politically active or they're going to vote in bigger numbers or try to vote, I should say, in bigger numbers. Although that's usually the case because black folk had to just struggle and scream and fight and demonstrate and get hosed and eaten by German shepherds in order to get the right to vote. So in some instances, yeah, they treat it with more respect. But black folk understand this white game to a greater degree than whites ever will. And you know the reason for that? Do you really want to know the reason for that, Ken? Why they understand the white game better? Because black folk have been tending to white folk for 400 years. Black folk understand white people better than white people understand white people. And that's not any kind of a statement except a true statement. Black folk have been washing little white babies' asses and taking care of dying old white folks and fixing food and cleaning toilets and doing the sheets and dusting the floors and listening and watching and understanding all this stuff about white people. You want to know when white people will understand black folk? I'll tell you when that will come to pass. It'll come to pass when you have white people going to work for black people in their homes,
yep,
taking care of their old folks, taking care of their babies, wet nursing their little 18-month-old babies. And when those white ladies, it's going to take a whole bunch of 45 and 50 and 60-year-old white ladies with those old droopy shoes and
well, remember Forrest Gump when
and those old shopping bags full of leftover clothes and food that the black family has given to the white lady. He said, here, I know you're hungry. Take some of this home. Hey, listen, I got to leave it there, Ken. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. We'll be right back.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is AirAmericaRadio.com.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
Randy Rose.
Well, really, what did you do before me? I mean, I don't even understand what it would be like not to be me. Because I had no information last week. I was like, I need Randy Rose. I need her. And I was not Randy Rose. It was Randy Robertson for the week. And I didn't have computer. I was like, I need Randy Rose. I need to listen to the show. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how you do without me.
Randy Rose on Air America Radio.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
It's my first day to be a big brother. Maybe I'll take him to a movie. No, not big enough. I'll take him to a carnival. Yeah, we can go on a Ferris wheel. It's gotta be big. It's gotta be huge.
Hi, I'm Alex.
Hey, Alex. I'm Felipe. What do you want to do today?
I was thinking maybe watch the game on TV.
Yeah, cool. I was thinking that too.
When you're a mentor, it doesn't matter what you do. The important thing is spending time together. To be a mentor, go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. A public service message brought to you by Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the Ad Council.
You know how they say that everything that's ever been broadcast on Earth is still traveling through outer space? In the case of Air America Radio, that would sound a little like this. That's a little tough to listen to, right? So we've unraveled a lot of the best shows we've ever done and plopped them on the internet at Air America Premium. That way you can listen to great moments from Air America shows one at a time. So you could go out in space to hear this stuff, or you can find out more about Air America Premium from the comfort of your own home at airamerica.com.
Premature babies need hope, love, and you. Premature birth is the leading cause of newborn death and many serious health problems. It happens to 1 out of 8 babies in the U.S. You can help premature babies by joining March of Dimes Walk America and raising money to support research and programs to find out how to prevent premature birth and how to help families who experience it. Register today. Get your sponsor form at Kmart or Famous Footwear or visit walkamerica.org or call 1-800-525-WALK.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rates.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. We want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM. Call 1-800-441-6064. Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-6064. That's 1-800-441-6064.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information for you. Find out how you can obtain free information for recording your invention's date of origination plus material of interest to new inventors. Dial 1-800-771-1731. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-771-1731.
This is AirAmericaRadio.com.
Shame on you. It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
It's amazing to just be a witness to the way the cogs in his addled brain just kind of they click around and they'll miss each other on the first go around. Fool me once. Shame on you. Fool. Click. Can't get fooled again. Marge is calling from Indiana. Marge, welcome to the program.
Hi there.
Hey, Marge.
Wait, somebody must have put some vitamins in your Jack Black today, because you're really on a roll.
Well, it's just that we've had such amazingly interesting phone callers tonight.
I'm purple polka dots. Does that count?
You're a little suspect. You always have been.
Say that again.
You're a little suspect. You always have been.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm still kind of curious. I haven't heard anybody say, can the FCC find Potty Mouth for saying what he did in Russia on Russian radio?
You know, I wondered about that too. And here's the answer to that. You know, I watched it on CNN. Had the S word. They didn't even try to bleep it. MSNBC, I think, bleeped it. Now, the over-the-air networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, they have to bleep it.
Yeah.
But on cable, allegedly, you know, you can say anything you want to, allegedly.
Yeah, right.
Because it's cable and you have to subscribe to it. But I doubt seriously if... I was just surprised. Oh, and the other thing, New York Times, when they published the transcript, they left the S word in, too.
Did they now?
They did, indeed.
Well, oh, jeez. Once again, you know, there's everybody else's standards, and then there's his standards. Wait a minute. He doesn't have any standards. Forget that.
Mm-hmm.
He's such a pain in the backside, I swear to God. Take a deep breath, Marge, or you'll start swearing on the air, and you don't want to do that. You know, I wanted to mention a book I heard about, and the author, of all people, was on Channel 11 tonight. That's PBS in our neck of the woods.
Yeah.
It's called Conservatives Without Conscience.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about that one?
I have heard about it. I have not seen it yet, but I have heard about it, and I understand I've got to see it.
John Dean wrote it, and what he said tonight during the interview...
Yeah, wait a minute. I was talking like it was a film. I'm sorry. John Dean's new book.
Yeah, it's
people
it's
have
a book.
People have been sending me excerpts from it. And I just, I've got to get my hands on it. You know, I think John Dean represents somebody who's come full circle. You know, he'll tell you he's still basically a conservative, basically a Republican.
Well, he claims to be
a Goldwater Republican.
A Goldwater conservative,
right,
and left of center, whatever the hell that means. But what he said today, and I wrote it down to make sure that I didn't forget it, is today's right-wing conservatives are authoritarian fear-mongers heading us towards fascism. And I said, hello?
Where have we heard that before?
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, but they're coming out of his mouth?
I know, I know.
I mean, gee whiz, who's he trying to convince, us or him?
I don't know if you heard, Pat Buchanan wrote an essay today titled, This is Not, Quote, Our War, Close Quote, that I was going to share with everybody tonight, but running out of time, but I will tomorrow night. Pat Buchanan, with whom I disagree on just about everything, except where it concerns various and sundry situations in the Middle East. And his comments today are worth repeating, because he wrote them for this god awful website WorldNet Daily, which it makes me ill. But
the only time I ever hear him is when he's on with the McGoofy Group on Saturday night, also on PBS.
Right, right.
And
the McGoofy Group. Just for a second there, I didn't register. You mean the McLaughlin Group? You're right.
Yeah,
The McGoofy Group. That's good. I like that.
Poor, what's her name, Elizabeth Cliff or whatever.
Yeah.
It has to fight to get a word in edgewise.
Eleanor Clift, yeah.
Oh, excuse me. And that other chunky little fellow that sits next to Pat Buchanan most of the time. What's his name? Blakely?
Tony Blakely, yeah.
I would really take great pleasure in slapping him upside the head. I tell you true.
He needs to take some Synthroid. That's a boy with some serious thyroid problems. I'm telling you, Marge.
Well,
you see the way his whole eyes pop out. You know, you can always tell when somebody's got a thyroid problem. Seriously, because
I'll have to take careful note next time I watch to see. I wasn't paying that much attention.
Oh,
he makes me so damn mad. I don't look that close, but I have to. See what he looks like.
He's a real Popeye, and you know, folks walking around them old Popeyes or them old goiters or whatever. you got to get on some Synthroid or you know, you're just going to those eyeballs. One of these days, those eyeballs are just going to come out of Tony Blankley's head and just pop out on his cheeks. I know that's going to happen.
Maybe too. It's because, you know, he's the typical right winger, and when anything comes around, you know, they get their damn talking points. Mm-hmm. And everybody's, you know, beating the same drum. And I thought, dear God, can't they deal with more than one topic at a time?
No. Right-wingers cannot. I don't care if you listen to Tony Blankley or Sean Hannity or some little right-wing twerp working at a radio station in some backwater in Idaho. They all will say the same thing because they all follow the Republican National Committee talking points for that particular day, and there is no deviation allowed. This is Reagan's 11th, actually it would be Reagan's 12th commandment.
Yeah, thou shalt not speak ill of another Republican.
Yeah, that was the 11th, but the 12th is thou shalt all say the same damn thing.
I missed that one. Okay.
Yeah, well, it was there. Trust me, I saw it.
Oh, I believe you. I believe you, because they act well. That's the trouble. Not a single one of them can think. You know.
Yeah.
The idea that you hear something and you think about it and you say, well, that doesn't make a lot of sense. I don't care if he is a Republican. I don't care if he is a pastor. He's full of crap up to his eyeballs.
He is indeed.
You know, they can't think for themselves. They can't speak for themselves. They've got to follow the authoritarian fearmonger. Oh, I love that.
That's why conservatives cannot govern. They can only follow. Hey, I got to leave it there. Thanks, Marge.
Okay, be good. Think
all right.
Cool thoughts.
Thanks. Take it easy. Irish Dave emails in. I read that NPR used the S word on the public airwaves. Really? That's interesting. I wonder on whose program. I guess it would be All Things Considered or Morning Edition or something. Oh, probably not Morning Edition. You know, it's early in the morning. Oh, God. Oh, let's let him wait. He hasn't been there that long. Gloria is calling from Fresno, California. Gloria, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Mike.
Hey.
Hey, haven't had so much fun in such a long time.
Me too. At least with all my clothes on.
Yeah. I want to talk about the president's speech today.
Go ahead.
Best comedy I've seen in such a long time.
It was
a joke. He has no idea. He probably has never even been around African-Americans. He was telling them all the stuff they already know, making all these promises. What about Katrina? He didn't even say anything about that. We were able to get people out of Lebanon faster than we were able to get anybody out of New Orleans, and this is our own country.
I know.
The NAACP, they're so gracious to invite him because they didn't want to play Karl Rove's game.
Mm-hmm.
If he didn't come, he would have said, oh, they didn't invite me. I would have loved to have gone. This way he goes. He makes his little speech. He couldn't even wait to get out of there. He was almost so nervous. Like, he thought he was watching his back, like he was going to be attacked or something.
Oh, I know.
Something happened, I think, because didn't Ben come along and pat him on the back, like it was okay, everything was okay? But I thought he was going to run.
Yeah, a couple of people on the podium up there, Julian and a couple other people, were, made some body contact with him, tried to calm him down like you would a very agitated 3-year-old, who just hopping around like a drop of water on a hot pancake griddle,
Right. Yeah, he's just, every word that comes out of his mouth, and where did he get that word rum? He said rum. He meant to say room.
He did. He said rum?
He said rum. One of the rums. It is ridiculous. This president, I can't wait to get him out of office. Here's the public. We're dealing with things that matter to us, like the price of gas,
mm-hmm.
how we're going to pay our electricity bill, how our kids are going to eat, what they're going to earn when they go get a job, how mm-hmm. they're going to go to college. He hasn't any idea what the real world is dealing with. This is not his base. And he had the gall to go out there and start telling them about how they came over. They know how they came over.
And telling them about...
Telling them about all the things that they've already been through. They don't want to hear that. They want to go forward.
Oh, sure. But the part that was, it must have been especially galling to the people in that audience is to have this fool stand up there talking to him about owning things. This is a guy who's never worked for a damn thing his entire life. Everything that he has, including his so-called college education, was given to him. And he's talking about owning things and working for things. I don't know how the folks in that auditorium could sit there and not just break out laughing and shouting and hooting and hollering and getting up and dancing and boogieing,
Did they bring in professional clappers? They must have had people. They must have brought in people to clap for him because there weren't that many people clapping.
They do that when Bush travels around. They will put clappers around inside the audience, but that's usually with white people because white people are usually so stunned that they don't know exactly what to do. Whereas black folk, you can't make black folk clap if they don't want to clap. Black lady sitting there doesn't want to clap.
No.
She is not going to clap. You understand what I'm saying? All right.
Yeah.
Listen, I gotta go. I gotta leave it there. Thanks a lot, Gloria. Thanks for checking in. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. This is AirAmericaRadio.com.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, grab a pen and get ready to write down a toll-free number. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information for you.
I really like thinking about inventions, but then what?
Find out how you can obtain free information for recording your invention's date of origination, plus material of interest to new inventors.
I've done enough thinking. Now, I'm going to call.
Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-771-1731. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this inventor's information. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-771-1731. That's 1-800-771-1731.
Randy Rose.
You want to know why Bush gets away with so much? He's got cronies at every single looking post. He's got buddies on the Supreme Court, of course, you know that. But he has regulatory agencies that answer to him. He's put cronies everywhere. so that you can't even try to do the right thing because the crony will rat you out to Cheney or to Bush or to Rumsfeld, whatever.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Introducing TopTrader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. TopTrader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572.
And then God said, "Let there be Air America, and I'll pay for it."
Well, no, not really. At least not that last part. So instead, our beloved advertisers pick up the cost, secure in the knowledge that you, our beloved listener, will recognize their support of Air America and prefer to spend your after-tax dollars with them. Keep looking forward to a brighter future. And when you do patronize our advertisers, please be sure to mention that you heard their message on Air America Radio.
The government and private banks are liquidating houses. These are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. You can get a list of these foreclosures by calling 1-800-322-5130. Every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Get your list by calling CRN at 1-800-322-5130. No credit? Hey, it's okay. Call 1-800-322-5130.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-441-6064 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-441-6064. That's 1-800-441-6064.
This is AirAmericaRadio.com.
It's about 10 before the hour. Thanks to the crew tonight, Justin Yuen and Andrew Dunn, who engineered the program in New York City. Also, David Weissman, who answered our calls tonight. Thanks, guys. And, of course, Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, Ben Birch, White Rose Society, who archives the program, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, Catherine Bay, who is our executive producer. Thanks to everybody. Reg over at TV News Lies emails in about Synthroid. She writes, "Mike, you're prescribing the wrong medication. Synthroid is the medication for an underactive thyroid, hypothyroidism. You describe the Popeyes associated with an overactive thyroid. No Synthroid indicated with that condition, ever. I love you dearly, but stick to political rather than medical analysis." Well, the reason I said, well, yeah, okay, that's fair. I take Synthroid. And, yeah, that, yeah, the only reason I take it is because they had to cut my thyroid out. Yeah, that's a couple of years ago when I thought I had thyroid cancer. Ooh, that was scary. Thanks, Reg. I do that all the time. I should not even attempt to talk about anything other than the common cold. All right, back to your phone calls quickly here. Where are we? Jay is calling from Sacramento. Jay, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to say I hate to say I'm African American. I usually say I'm a black man in America, but I just think it was kind of sickening the way they're placating Bush at that thing there, that speech. I think they get a lot of their funding there. Actually, I'm biracial, you know, and my son.
You know, the funny part is most of us are.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when we go way back.
We just don't know it.
Yeah, but, you know, I appreciate you, you know, bringing up the dialogue because we don't talk about this. We need to bring these skeletons out and deal with them, you know?
Yeah, I know.
You know, so, and also I'm a black contractor here in Sacramento, and it's so much institutionalized racism. It's just a shame. I'm only a few of a handful of us out here, here in the valley. My son is 16, and he also recognizes the discrimination and racism. I mean, when he walks by someone, they hold their purse, and it's just, you know, it's just really, sad, you know. And the only thing I can do, you know, with my son is to teach him history, you know, so he'll have some sense that he does have a history and a legacy that goes back before this country. We didn't just originate from chains here, you know. We do have a history, you know. And so, you know, and I just, you know, really want to thank you for bringing this dialogue up so we can talk about it. This is what we need to do, is talk about it so we can heal the wounds. And
I would think that that makes sense to me, to be real about this this stuff, and to stop talking in code, to stop talking like most white folks do in stereotypes, to stop talking in defensively as a lot of black folks do, and just get real, just everybody get real. I don't know if you and I'll ever live to see that day come to pass. I hope your son. I hope that happens with your son, Jay. I hope it happens with my daughter.
Well, look at this, Mike. My mother was white, and she married my father, who was black, a very dark man, back in the 50s. So, you know, you can imagine what
they were brave.
Through.
They were real brave.
Yeah, they were, you know. So we had, you know, we made some progress, quite a bit of progress. It's just that it seems like we're going backwards now, you know, and it's just, you know, I don't know. It's just, you know, it's a shame. That's all, Mike. Okay.
I hear you.
I appreciate everything you're doing, Mike. I really do. And it's wonderful that we have someone that can discuss this stuff in an objective way, and we can get something out here where people can talk about it, and we can try to maybe resolve these problems. Okay, Mike.
I hear you, Jerry. Right, thanks a lot, man.
You have a good weekend. Okay, Mike.
All right. You too. Keep your chin up.
All right, Mike.
All right. Take care. See, that's where I want to live. I want to live where Jay lives. I want to live where Jay lives. And a lot of other folks who call this program, but I would prefer to live where Jay lives. I was in Sacramento, and except for the fact that it's, y'all have an awful lot of pollution out there, but it's a very nice city. But see, of course, here in Atlanta, you don't dare even attempt to breathe.
An unhealthy every day.
Every day.
What do they want us to do? Walk around with oxygen tanks?
Sometimes both of us take Molly to our little community pool every day before 11 o'clock in the morning, you know, just to let her feel like what it used to be like. Swimming outside! Woo!
Honey, look up in the sky. You used to be able to see these big white puffy things called clouds. I know everything's just sort of blue and hazy now.
But I want to live where Jay lives. I really do. I got another email here. Listen to this. Hi, Mike and Kathy. My husband is from Jamaica and just moved here in March. He heard you tonight for the first time, and you were having a great rant about this racist man-child that's our president. Then you went to commercial with Bob Marley. I just want to say thanks for that. And we both love your show. Jill in Minneapolis. Yeah, I want to live where Jill lives, too.
Molly, those twinkling things on TV, those are called stars. You used to be able to look up in the sky at night and you'd see these things called stars.
It's not funny. It's not funny. It's real sad. All right, well, listen, I don't think we get any more phone calls in here tonight. I'm sorry for the folks I'm leaving on hold. But if you check back in tomorrow night, we will do our damnedest to get you on the program. To everybody who participated, including our double feature creature right-wing thingy that happened tonight, I appreciate the fact some of you right-wingers at least make an effort. It proves you can dial a phone. But, you know, just clean up your act a little bit before you call in again.
Now, Mike, what makes you think I wasn't dialing the phone? That's an interesting comment.
All right, stop.
Are you sure I was dialing the phone?
I know. That's what happens when you listen to too much Limbaugh. That OxyContin breath just spews out through the radio receiver and makes you goofy. I'll see you tomorrow night, okay? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
This is AirAmericaRadio.com.